missed last week, email, I know we're out gallivanting around in the Gulf of Mexico. That's all right, we're back. So we appreciate the opportunity to be back, and appreciate this morning. Appreciate you turning by with your woods just for a little while, the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2, and probably won't be lengthy tonight, just something short thought. We feel like Lord will have us to share with you today. Amen. Pray that God will touch and use it to be a help to us, be a help to you, be a help to those that may be here tonight, those that may be tuned in. Philippians chapter number 2. I want to sort of look, amen, the book of Philippians. And as we look at the book of Philippians, we find out that Paul wrote this epistle to the church at Philippi. He wrote it while he was in jail, while he was in prison. Many of Paul's writings were written while he was in prison. He took advantage of the opportunity, amen, to be able to write these precious letters to the church to encourage them and help them. You'll find out that the book, the letter Paul wrote to the church of Philippi was a letter of joy. Speaking of what the Lord had done in his life, we find in chapter 1, Paul begins to speak of the passion of his life. Chapter 2, he speaks of the pattern of his life. Chapter 3, he begins to talk about the pursuit of his life. Then we see in chapter 4, he speaks of the provider of his life. And what Paul was writing to the church of Philippi was encouraging them in their Christian walk, encouraging them to walk according to the grace that God had bestowed upon them through the wonderful work of salvation, and to pattern, amen, their walk and their life after the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we see that in chapter 2 of the book of Philippi. He says this, therefore, be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Then he began to talk about, amen, Christ and what the Lord had done. We find here in verse 8, he speaks of being found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Then he goes on through verse 8 through verse 11, talking about, amen, verse 11, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Then here's what I want to get to in my text. The Bible says this, verse 12, wherefore, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ had done, because, amen, of the humbleness that he showed, because of the death he died, because how that he became obedient unto death, he said, because of this, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Here's where we get to. Verse 16 says this, holding forth the word of life. I want to look upon those few words there. Holding forth the word of life. What does it mean to hold forth the word of life? It ought to be our motto at the New Testament church. Amen. To be able to hold forth that word of life. Amen. I am so glad. Excuse me. For the opportunity God gives us. Amen. To be called the sons of God. Thank God, because of that, we have the responsibility. Amen. As Paul began to write to the church of Corinth, began to encourage them. Amen. Began to remind them how what the Lord had done for them. He said, because of this, he said, beloved, how you've always obeyed in my presence only. He was admonishing them, amen, to walk the life that they needed to walk. Amen. To be able to show forth that word of life. And that folk could see the work of God in their life. That folk can see the light of the word in their life on a daily basis. Can I say today that should be our desire? That should be our motto as a church. Amen. As Pathway Baptist Church, we might hold forth that word of life. That we might attain to that word of life. That we might retain, amen, that word of life. And allow it to be a daily part of our life. A daily part of our work as a church. And our work as individuals. It is the word of life, amen, that God bestowed upon us. Look a little bit. She looked back at verse number 12. The Bible said this, "Wherefore, my beloved, ye have always obeyed not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." I've heard many folks take that scripture and take it out of context. And, amen, speaks of something that we've got to do. Amen. How can I say today what that simply said? It is to finish or to fashion your life according to the work of salvation that God has done in us on a daily basis. Amen. That also means, to form an outward expression, amen, of an inward nature. When we are working out our salvation, what that simply means, amen, we're walking in that salvation in such a manner, in a way, amen, what's on the inside shows on the outside. Folks, that's what it ought to be. That should be our desire on a daily basis. Amen. That what God has done on the inside, that wonderful work, that regeneration of the work of salvation that God done in us ought to be so good. Amen. We ought to be so thankful that it'll shine forth on the outside. Amen. Here, folks, make the statement. You can tell me all day, amen, who you are and whose you are, but until I see it on the outside, amen, I'll have a hard time believing it. Amen. I mean, you see it, a lot of folks. Amen. A lot of folks that tell you they're a child of God. Amen. They're a Christian. They go to church. But on the outward appearance, you don't see it. Oh, but on the other point, amen, you see those folks. Amen. You look at them, watch them for a little while, brother. I tell you, and it ain't long. And you know what's on the inside. Because it's showing on the outside. That's what it's talking about. To work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We've got a great responsibility that God's entrusted to us. It is a wonderful work of grace. It is a wonderful word of life that God has entrusted to us. And how we allow that word of life to be preached in our life as a message of our life is to live it each and every day of our life. I want to look upon these six words just for a moment. Look upon three of the things, amen, in this six words that can be seen in this model of the six words. First of all, amen, we see a precious possession. Amen, the Bible said in verse number 16, holding forth. Oh, thank God. I'm glad, thank God, we have a precious possession. Thank God to be able to hold something, you got to have something. Amen, if I had this book, I could have it in my hand. Say, Brother Thomas, do you want this book that I'm about to give to you? He said, yeah, I want it. But amen, it ain't his until he grabbed the hold of it. Once he grabbed the hold of it, it belongs to thank God him. Thank God, I'm glad, Brother Perry. Amen, an 8-year-old boy in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Thank God. God spoke to my heart, convicted my soul, made me realize I was lost and on my way to hell. But thank God that night, I walked in that old-fashioned altar. Amen. Took a hold of the word of Latin. Amen. Took a hold of the word of life. And it became a precious possession to me that I ain't never got over. Amen. Help us understand what a precious possession we have. Amen. It is that word of life. Oh, amen. Jesus spoke to the disciples. Many of them are going away because of his heart saying. The Bible said Jesus turned to the 12. Said, will you also go away? Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. Amen. Paul, letting the church here at Philippi know, amen, the present possession that God had entrusted to them. The precious possession that they held because of what that the Lord Jesus Christ willingly gave his life for mankind, willingly became obedient to death, even the death of the cross, that we might be entrusted with that word of life, and it became our precious possession. You see, the more we understand how precious, amen, that possession that we have. How precious is that word of life? How precious is that gift that God has given to us? Amen. More it'll encourage us, amen, to walk in such a manner and a way that we may uphold that word of of lives that folks may see the truth of that word in our lives on a daily basis. And it knows that's what's on the inside. And I tell you what, when it's on the inside, it's going to show on the outside. Amen. When I don't see it on the outside, amen. When I wonder if it's on the inside, whoa, but you can't help. Amen. When we understand how precious it is, brother, amen, it'll shine forth in our life on a daily basis on the outside. Holding forth, holding the word. That word holding means to hold upon, to retain, to pay attention. Amen. The precious possession we have, holding the word involves, amen, hearing the word. Amen. Be able to hold the word. Hey, brother, we got to hear the word of God. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? John 5:24 said it is. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Psalm 119:30 says this, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgment have I laid before me. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How to behold that precious possession. We've got to hear it. We've got to respond to it. Amen. By faith we receive that precious word of life that God has given to us. It is by faith each and every day that we walk in that word. Amen. The Bible says that, just show, that we shall walk by faith. It is by faith that we walk. Amen. Look at 162 of the red hymnal. Amen. Walking by faith. Thank God, I'm glad it is by faith that we walk on a daily basis. It is the faith of the word of God. It is that faith in that word of life. Amen. That we believed in, that God's entrusted to us. It is that faith. Now just to walk each and every day in a way that God would have us to be able to hold forth, to hold that precious possession, is to hear the word of God. And not only to hear the word of God, but take heed to the word of God. James 1:22 says this, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. It also says, verse 23, for if any man be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way, straightway forgets what manner of man he was. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. That's what it's talking about. Holding that precious possession by hearing the word, and by taking heed to the word of God, by walking in that word. Thank God it is to the word of God that we can learn to walk day by day. It is the word of God that guides us and directs us. It is the word of God we find the truth that we need to live that victorious, happy life as a child of God, that folk may see the word of life in us through our life. Amen. It is the word of God. How do we hold that precious possession? By hearing the word of God. By listening and taking heed to the word of God. By not only taking heed to the word of God, but by holding the word of God. Amen. The Bible said in Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Thank God, I'm glad it is the word of God. Amen. That it is our offensive weapon. It's not only a defensive weapon, but it is our offensive weapon, whereby we can overcome, whereby we can combat the devil, is through the word of God. But here we see a great illustration. Amen. Jesus was led into the wilderness. He was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Well, the devil began to tempt him. Amen. Numerous several occasions. Every time, amen, when the devil came against the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, you know what was spoken? The very word of God. that it is the Word of God, that same Word that the Lord Jesus Christ used. It's the same Word you and I can use on a daily basis. Amen. Help us to hold that precious possession. Help us to not allow the devil to hinder us. Amen. What God's entrusted to us, to keep us from using. Been walking in that Word, showing forth that Word on a daily basis. You see, one of the things we see is holding. It is a precious possession. Not only holding, but also we see not only a precious possession, we see a second thing, a positive plan. Amen. It said holding forth. Amen. Holding forth. Amen. It speaks of moving forward. Holding forth a respect of letting it be that lamp on her feet and light into her path, whereby, Brother Perry, we can see the path that we walk on a daily basis. We can see, amen, the obstacles that may come in our way. We can see the pitfalls that the devil may put before us, preacher, by holding forth. Amen, that's a glad thing, God. It is the Word of God, the lamp on my feet, and the light into my path. As long as I hold forth that precious Word of life, I can walk in the light of that Word. Many of you are accustomed to old coal oil lamps. Now, used to, before electricity come along, and I ain't that far back, but I know what coal oil lamps are. When electricity go out, I know what it meant to light one of them. But you take that old lamp. Hey, man, when that lamp was laying right there, sitting right there on the, hey, man, it's shining forth that light that you're around. If you won't go to the darker part of the room or of the house, you got to take that lamp, hold it in front of you. Amen. As you hold forth that lamp, that light, amen, it began to lighten the path that you're going. That path that was darkened. That path that you didn't know for sure about. It began to show you the way that you need to walk. You can see what you could not see. How glad is the Word of life that we hold forth. And Brother Lance allows us to see the pitfalls, the dangers, amen, that the devil put before us on a daily basis, to be able to overcome them, and to be able, amen, to endure them and go through them. It is that Word of life. Amen. It is a positive plan that we need to make a part of our life on a daily basis. And if we can't, amen, retain that Word, amen, in our heart, in our mind, amen, if we can't lay hold to that Word in our hearts on a daily basis, it's hard to hold it forth on a daily basis to let it light in the path that God wants us to light to be a glory for Him. A precious possession. See a positive plan holding forth. In order to hold forth the Word of God, we got to know the Word of God in our heart, in our head. Amen. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Acts 17:11 says this, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures whether those things were so. In other words, they took that Word of God. Amen. Amen. They allowed that Word of God to be poured. Amen. Their knowledge to be able to know and search the scriptures to make sure. Amen. What they were seeing was true. What they were hearing was true. And help us to understand and know the Word of God enough to know. Amen. In our heart and our mind, to know what's true and what ain't true. Taste, church. A lot of false doctrine in this world today. A lot of things that, amen, society is proclaiming to be true. It ain't true according to the Word of God. Honey, if we don't have the knowledge of what that word says in our mind and our heart, what the word says, it's hard to distinguish what's true and what ain't true. But when we know the truth, when we see the truth, when we retain that truth, and let that truth be a part of our heart and a part of our mind, on a daily basis by studying the word of God, we know a truth, a non-truth shows up. We know it ain't biblical. That's how. We try the spirit. I said, try the spirit. See whether it be of God. How you try the spirit? You try the spirits according to the word of God. If it don't line up with the word of God, then it's a false spirit. If it don't line up with the word of God, it's a false doctrine. We know how you do that, preacher, by retaining and by knowing it in our heart and knowing it through our minds before we've read it. We memorize it. We know what the word says. You see, a presupposition, a positive plan. Joshua 1:8 says this, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success." God was speaking to Joshua. He was fixing to lead the children of Israel after the death of Moses. Lord spoke to Joshua these words in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, you need to meditate. Don't let the law depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it day and night that you may do what you know that you need to do. Honey, can I say that we need to meditate? We need to know the word of God that we might walk in that word and walk in the truth of that word. That is holding forth. We hold forth that we've read. That we studied. Even though we may not have it in our hand, we've got it in our heart. Even though we may not have it in our hand, we know it in our mind. Why? Because we studied it. We memorized it. We've read it enough to know what the word says. Holding forth. That word that allows to walk in a dark and a dreary world. The Bible said that your light shall shine before men. They may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's what Paul was trying to get across to the church at Philippi. He said, here's what you need, holding forth that word of life. Not only we see holding forth, we see a presupposition. We see also a positive plan. We need to sow the word in our heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Jeremiah 15:16. Thy word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I always ought to store the word in our heart. We ever show the word of life. Through our daily living that folks may see. That was Psalms chapter 119, verse 33. The psalmist David made this statement. He said, Lord, order my steps in thy word. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. That ought to be our desire on a daily basis. Lord, you order my steps in thy word today. Lord, that no iniquity may have dominion over. That's why we hold forth that word, that we might overcome the dangers of sin and the troubles of life that life puts before us. Not only that, we see the present possession, a positive plan. But look what it says, verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16, holding forth the word of life. That word of life is a powerful provision. It is the word of life that we live by. It is the word of life that is providing to us the provision of that word that gives us what we need on a daily basis. 2 Peter 1:21 says this, for the prophecy came not in old time of the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is the provision of the word that we need on a daily basis to live the life. It will bring honor and glory upon the name of God. That's what Paul was trying to get across to the church of Philippi. Look what he said. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Paul said, I'm writing to this to encourage you to hold forth the word of life. Hey, man, and when it's all over, I can look back and say, thank God I've done my job. The message that I preached, hey, man, the encouragement I gave, hey, man, it was not in vain because you took heed to it. You let it apply it to your life. You let it be seen in your life. You held forth that word of life. There's no greater joy. Brother Perry, as a pastor, see those that he's tried to share with, those that he's tried to preach to, those that he's encouraged through the Word of God, to see God working in their life, to see God, amen, moving in such a manner, and folk being influenced. How about the work of the Word of Life in each and every individual in their church? What a blessed possession, what a blessed hope that is for every pastor. That's what Paul was saying. Oh, he said, no, that I'm not labored in vain. Everything I've done, encouragement, the words of life, the things that I've preached to you, the truths that I've shared with you, the principles that I've given, you've took heed to them. You've applied them to your life, and you're walking by them. It's exactly what Paul was saying to Church of Philippi. It is a powerful possession, a provision of the Word, promise of the Word. 2 Corinthians 3:9, the Lord is not slack, concerning his promises, some men count slackness. Long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jeremiah 1:12, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Thank God I'm glad for the provision of that word of life, but I'm glad, Brother Perry, for the promises of the word of life. The word of life God's given to us is a word, amen, full of promises. It is a word that every promise that's in this precious book, amen, God has will allowed to come to pass, but it already come to pass. Amen, every promise he's made in this precious word had or will come to pass. Oh, what a blessed hope. What a blessed possession. What a precious possession. Hey, man, what we ought to take hold of and realize how powerful it is. Everybody in this room that I'm speaking to, guarantee you could sincerely, amen, with everything that you could within your power, you could make a promise to me. Yeah, Brother Joe, I promise you this. You do everything you could to live up to that promise. Honey, can I say you're limited to how far you can go? But I'm glad the wonderful sovereign God, hey, man, that gave us every promise in this precious book. Hey, man, there ain't no limit. There ain't nothing to keep him from keeping every promise that he's ever given us, that he will ever make. It is the promises of God that is that powerful provision that God gives us, that powerful tool. Holding forth the word of life. He had precious possession. Hey, man, we see that practical pomp that we can look to, that positive plan, and we see that prayerful provision. Provision of the Word. Amen. The promises of the Word. Power of the Word. Jeremiah 23, verse 29 says, now my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the salt and the intents of the heart. Nothing more powerful than that wonderful word of life. Hey, man, this precious book. Not only we see the provision of the word and the powerful provision, the promise and the power of the word, but we see also the permanence of the word. Hey, man, Psalm 119, verse 89 said this, for ever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Isaiah 48, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of God, our God, shall stand forever. Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. We see Romans, 1 Peter 1, 24 and 25. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. Amen. It falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I'm declaring to you the precious word of life. Help us as a church. Help us as a body. Help us as a family. Help us as a community. Help us as an individual to hold forth that word of life. Amen. On a daily basis. Amen. Why? First and foremost, amen, we might glorify our Heavenly Father. Might glorify that precious Son that gave His life for us. Paul said, therefore, because of what the Lord has done, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I encourage you, amen, to do because of what the Lord has done for us. Amen. And He told the church, holding forth the word of life. Can I tell you, say today, help me to, let me encourage each and every one of us. Help me to encourage us as a church, like to be the motto of our life, the motto of our church, to hold forth that word of life each and every day of our life. Amen. To do what God intended to do, to touch the lost and the dying world in the midst of this present evil world. Folks, we need it. We need it. We're going to lead our families. We're going to lead our homes. Lead our children, let our grandchildren, children see what they need to see. We're going to have to hold forth the word of life. Why? Because it's the word of life that makes a difference. Not the word of man, not the ideals of man, but it is the word of life. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Lord, we ask that you reach down. Help me to hold forth the word of life. Help me.